Welcome to another episode of It's Not About You with Jamal, Marianne, and Cousin Todd.
Like, I watched six people die today in front of me within a span of 10 minutes. But then I read one of your things and you're the highlight of my day. Thank you. And it's just like, I saved those. I've got about, I think, like 5,000 messages like that. And so I saved them to a specific file for any time that I think like, yeah, this life's getting too hard. It's like, wait, and then go through it. And then I realize I'm not a bitch. And then I just keep going.
Yeah. Like,
it's not fake. A couple of good friends of mine are doctors and nurses. They are front line. They see this shit. Like parking bodies in hallways of hospitals because there's nowhere else to store them. Come on. I mean, in New York, prime example, you have an island there that has an old insane asylum that is now used for storing your COVID dead. They are stacked body to body, buried, because you can't bury them in the normal grounds ways. You can't hermetically seal a coffin like that in the ground. So they're just put off because you can't embalm them. You can't do anything. You have to hurry up and move the dead because it's piling up. I remember watching videos because somebody was doing a live shot in Brooklyn. And they were removing dead bodies from an apartment complex. And they were dropping them. Just right down to the street. And then people put them in the back of the truck.
I work at what I do is I got this new job at the height of the pandemic where I work for a warehouse that delivers caskets to funeral homes.
Jeez. So
during March and April, super busy.
No shit.
You know, there was a story where there was a funeral home in Brooklyn that had a U-Haul truck that they were storing bodies in. And it stunk up the whole, like, block. And there was, like, 60-some-odd bodies in there that they had to get out. Now, you know, of course, that funeral home is going to lose their license.
But, oh, yeah.
And this is a funeral home that we deliver caskets to. That's how backed up these funeral homes were. They were so backed up that other funeral homes were referring to other funeral homes because they didn't have, like, they had to, like, fly in other funeral directors to kind of speed up the process. But once you got the coronavirus, for the most part, if you're sending somebody to the hospital for the coronavirus to get a bed and they don't make it, that was technically the last time you saw their body because funeral homes were not allowed to have open casket wakes. You know, they were able to have like a memorial, but the body was like wrapped up in like this tarp, you know, but you couldn't have a traditional wake, you know. So they went pretty much straight from, and if you didn't even know that that person was buried, they were going to Potter's Field. You know, they were being buried anonymously. So families were scurrying all over the city trying to make sure they were able to claim a body, which was a pain in the ass for most of them. You know, the city, of course, was very empty, deadlocked. Everybody was inside. But you would see, like, these refrigerated trucks outside of hospitals. So the hospitals would have to go into these refrigerated trucks and try to find a body of somebody that may have died of coronavirus, release it to the funeral homes, and, you know, sort of prep it accordingly because you couldn't really have funerals and you couldn't really have gatherings. So it was probably like a few people sending that one person off, you know, it was just so fucked up. And it's just like, you know, it was really bad, especially in New York. It was really bad here. Like every,
well, yeah, you guys, you know, are landing. Governor,
yeah, yes. You know, our governor's and mayor's goal was to try to get it down to like a very low percent. But I mean, it takes time. But then, of course, there's some people that just don't believe that, oh, this is all of this is bullshit, and they're not wearing a mask and whatnot. And, you know, sometimes when people ask me, what do you do about that? I'm like, hey, I work in the casket industry. I'm always going to have work. So if you want to act like a fool, I could
just give you more business.
Yeah, I could use the pony. I don't give a fuck. You know,
fucking idiots. It's
right.
Yeah, no, it's disheartening because, in the same breath, they will always have like these same people who scream like, oh, it's all fake, it's not real, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, they'll put, God loves you. I bathed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He washed away my sin and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, how are you even remotely trying to claim yourself as a good Christian if you're not willing to help somebody else who's, you know, dying? Right. And why do they always wash in the blood of Christ? How fucking sick are they? Like, shower. That's all I ask. Jesus, blood, fucking weirdo. So that truck that stunk up the neighborhood, do you think people walk by it and they're like, you smell that? And they're like, yeah, there's just dead bodies in there. You think that one guy was just like,
so here's,
just like out of nowhere.
Here's the funny thing. We delivered a casket to them like a couple of days before the news even broke. And we're just like, smells funny. Like, this block smells funny. And we drive by this U-Haul truck is parked like right in front. And I make a joke where it's like, how funny would it be if the bodies were like in there, right?
Shit.
But,
what's up, Prophet?
So like we have a couple of TVs in our warehouse where, you know, we pay attention to the news, of course. And one of my coworkers pulled me over and he drags me over to the TVs. He's like, look. And I'm like looking at it. I'm like, oh, shit. And they were like, yeah, you just joked about that. We just delivered like a few caskets to them like the other day. But I was so sick to my stomach because it's like, I could imagine. Wow. Yeah, there was, I think they said it was like 60 something bodies in there.
60 bodies.
Yeah, so
that's more than Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment. Oh, it must just rancid. Yeah.
So could you imagine having to be the guy to unlatch the back of that hutch and lift it up? And that's, I mean,
that must have punched him in the sinuses like for 10 years. He's the devil. That spaghetti being cooked? No, I smell a dead man's ass.
No, the devil just burst out of that fucking U-Haul truck.
Yeah, no kidding. That would have just, oh, God, oh.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong.
I've opened up a cooler where I've left like sandwiches in there for like a couple weeks. Like, I couldn't.
No.
Like, oh, that smells like the dead bodies in the back of a truck.
We're comparing dead bodies to expired food.
No, it's way worse than that, guys. It's way worse than that. Because, I mean,
yeah, but if you think of it, it is expired food. It just depends on how adventurous you want to be.
Oh yeah, if you're a cannibal, then yeah, it's expired food.
The long white meat, I think it's called.
The other white meat.
Oh no, there was some dark meat there too. We saw what they pulled out of there. Yeah.
I could just imagine it, like disarticulating like you would a chicken.
So
no, give me a wishbone.
So if you really think about it, it's like, oh, there's no fighting this. They're gonna lose their fucking license. Like, there's no way this place is gonna. And they're the laughing stock of other funeral homes. Like, wow, we would like. You know, at least put them in a basement and wrap them in ice, at least. You know, they're in this dark ass, like, I mean, come on. They're in this dark ass. Oh, we were going to get to them eventually. No, you weren't. Like, nobody's business is that fucked up where you're just like, we need the money. We can't turn people away. Like I said, other funeral homes are turning people away. And most people are getting cremated anyway. So at the end of the day,
they were willingly packing that truck.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't just like a one go. That was like, yeah. Okay, well, right. Put it in the truck again. Okay, put that one in the truck then.
Oh, like, oh, yeah. I mean, could you imagine? Like, I mean, that's somebody's grandmother. Like, hey, we need you to take care of our body. But, oh, yeah, we'll do that. Don't worry. Just we'll have the hospital bring the bodies over. But then you're not even putting them in a freezer. You're putting them in a fucking truck outside of your funeral home.
You're making truck stew with that. I mean, was it the winter? No, it was
they're just playing Dahmer Tetris. So,
it was in the springtime.
Yeah.
Oh,
good God.
It was like in April.
Jesus. So, I didn't even know that was even happening, to be honest.
And the funny thing about it is somebody from Seattle sent me the story on my Facebook. Like, they sent it to me and I was like, they're like, so you work where again? You know, like, they're like, do you know about this? And I'm like, oh, shit. This has nothing to do with me except for the fact that we delivered caskets to this place and they're probably going to no longer be our clients.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I read about like stories about where they would, some like really old places would actually store bodies in the wall. So it's like you could seal it up and hide that smell. But the back of a truck, how fucking dumb do you have to be?
Like, oh, how desperate do you have to be? I mean,
like, nobody thought, what if, like, what if it's not even a refrigerator? It's a U-Haul truck. That's where that's being transported.
How did they rent it for that length of time? That's what I'd like to know.
And they're definitely not getting their deposit back.
Yeah, no fucking way. That cleaning deposit's gone.
Yeah, the U-Haul is U-Haul is like, you know, you just bought yourself a truck.
Yeah, you bring that back to the U-Haul place and go, dude, what's the smell coming from the back of our truck? We don't know. We were just moving our house.
Yeah, like the U-Haul is like, why does it smell like my ex-wife's vag in here?
Oh, God.
Oh. Wait. Ex-wife's vag. Dead bodies. Are you keeping something from us?
Where did you hide the body, Jamal?
Like, why does it smell
bad? He's playing a game of Anne Frank. She's upstairs in the crawl space.
He's got friends in crawl spaces.
That, you know what? That song is traumatizing if you think about it. I got friends in low places. He's just advertising. He has fucking pubic lice and crabs. And he's still got ass. Like, I don't understand that. I got friends in low places. It's like, well, good for you. Shampoo. Shave that shit. Go to a clipper. I don't know.
There's actually,
there might be a barber willing to do something.
I think it was a radio DJ in the D.C. area, but they did a parody of that about Jeffrey Dahmer called I Got Friends in Crawl Spaces.
There's a that same
it's
thing
on YouTube if you search for it.
You probably won't know who he is, but he's his name is Bob Berdella, and he's a serial killer. But he cooked and brought to...
I was already certified LPN. I just knew.
I think Jamal's playing a video.
No, I was actually trying to see. Let me stop that. That accidentally played by itself. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, audience. Okay, continue.
As long as it wasn't the Pornhub music starting. Oopsie doodle. I left that one open. But yeah, no, this guy, Bob Berdella, he was a serial killer. He tortured these guys, and then he would cut them up and serve them at flea markets. That's Jesus. What they said, but he denied that he did it. But this radio DJ, there's a song called It's Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. And he changed the words to Barbadella, and it caused like a huge fucking issue. I don't understand why people lost their minds about it, but yet Weird Al Yankovic can make, you know, eat it.
Well, to be fair,
you can't do parodies.
Weird Al does parodies about like rated G things. He doesn't do parodies about horrible, horrible things.
I don't know.
I do because I'm a fan.
Eat It was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. It was actually Amish Paradise. I thoroughly enjoyed. That one was good.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever disliked one of his songs.
What are you doing, crackhead?
What?
I got a potato muscle.
Oh.
This is Helen. She's my upstairs coach. My dog's asleep on the couch, but she's a potato muscle. Yep. She is.
Isn't that one of those dogs that like breathes through its like nostrils all the time?
Well, yeah, I call her Grant Snart, but that's a I can't remember the name of that one specific, but they sneeze inwardly and it causes like hemorrhages of the brain. Like so badly. Well, not you. You're
it just got done cleaning its butthole before it did that too.
I wish that weren't true, but now I'm developing a taste for it. Like how dogs eat their own shit. It's awkward.
Oh man.
Holy crap. And a crap sackle. The weather here is gloomy as shit. And like, I have a sunburn on my neck and back. And outside, there's like 3 feet of snow now. And that was just in one fucking day.
Really?
Now I can't. Yeah. I can't see outside my window now because of snow and shit. It's killing me. The seasonal depressive shit. Even though that's fake. Actually, it's not. But
it's not. But
I just like to tell people to fuck people. Not fuck people. Fuck with people. I'll fuck them. It's been a bit. Do women still like posies?
Do they what?
Do they still like posies? Like, I need to get laid. I will supersize their fries if I have to, my friend. It's been a while.
That's funny.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to use this platform to try to get laid.
I was going to say, a part of me wants to be like, do you want to say anything to the females that are listening?
I think they stopped listening a while back.
If you donate $500,000 to yours truly, I will send you a pic of my nip. Just the one, though.
Well,
an extra $500,000, you'll get two.
Isn't that like $1.50 down here?
Well, yeah. Your exchange rate is awesome. If you send me so if you can just transfer me $1,000, I'll show you. Just do it right now. And I'm not guaranteeing.
Yeah, what's your Venmo? What's your Venmo?
We don't have that. That kills me. Everybody keeps that. Like when it all started, people kept saying what is your Venmo? What is your Cash App? I was like, what are you fucking talking about? And they're like, well, how can we send you money? I was like, why in the fuck do you want to send me money? Do I look like I belong on a UNICEF box? I know I'm hungry, but you don't need to donate money to me. And then people are like, well, where's your merch? I was like, what the fuck is merch? You guys are killing me. All I did was just tell jokes and do stupid shit. Then all of a sudden, bam, they're like, no, you need to get Venmo. You need to get Cash App. It's like, I can't. Why? Because I'm Canadian. Oh. And that was the resounding road right there. You guys don't have that in Canada. What do you have? We have, what's that? Oh, God. GoFundMe page shit.
PayPal?
You can do it through that. PayPal. And they're like, oh, no, that just pays Elon Musk. I'm like, well, no, technically, you're paying me. Elon just gets a cut. But no. Nobody wanted to do that.
PayPal is owned by Elon Musk? I thought PayPal was owned by eBay.
Who do you think owns eBay?
Seriously?
I don't know. Look it up. I'm trying to make it sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I'm about to fact check the shit out of this right now, actually.
Let's find out.
Brad is up there blowing smoke up her ass.
Oh, dude, you know what? I can do that so well to people, and there's this one little trick. But first, let's find out if Elon Musk actually owns it.
Okay, guys. I'm not gonna. You know what? Founders is actually Elon Musk is one of the founders of PayPal.
God damn! I wish I could do 20 push-ups and laugh in your face.
And FYI, Cousin Todd, the parent organization is eBay.
Yeah,
they sold out.
So you're kind of both. You're both right.
But wow. I'm more right because I'm Canadian. Fuck him.
Yeah, as Robin Williams said, Canada is like the really nice apartment above the meth house.
Oh yeah. People always, I got that meme 500 times a fucking day for the first month of the coronavirus, and then all of a sudden the shit show broke out, and then the stuff with George Floyd, then that one 1,000 times a day. It was what the hell, people? Do you not think I have the internet? You don't have to keep sending me the same thing over and over again. Well, we just want to know, does it feel like that? No.
Hey, don't feel bad.
That's what it feels like.
Don't feel bad, Brad, because every year, at least once a year, I get that meme of lightsaber contest canceled. Thanks, Todd. I'm like, yeah, I've seen this thing every year for the last 15 fucking years. Every time that meme goes around, someone sends it to me. And not just someone, 10 or 12 different someones to send it to me. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
you know.
God bless.
So,
don't eat Brad. That.
are you born and raised in Calgary?
Yep, I was born here. I lived different places in Canada, but mostly here in our glorious Calgary, you can come here. And oh, by the way, this is the most racist place in Canada, aside from Quebec. All of Quebec is just Quebec is a dumpster fire. I fucking hate that place.
I was just going to ask you about Quebec.
Quebec is think of the stereotypical hillbilly in the States that is viciously racist and ultra nationalist. Give them a shitty fucking accent. Bam, that's Quebec. Everybody.
Well, they do have shitty fucking accents. They usually sound like they're from fucking, Texas or fucking some hillbilly fucking backwoods, no teeth, cousin fucking.
You guys have you have that nice southern drawl, then you have that hard southern drawl. And then
you have a mouth.
Then you guys have the best accent, by the way, Boston, that Boston accent. I heard some dude the very first time I met him, this was a couple years ago, everything had wicked in it. Oh, that was wicked hot. I was like,
head. Wicked head.
What the fuck is that? Like, what the fuck is that? And then he's like, oh, khakis and my khakis. Yeah, we have like similar affects. Like we have Newfies. Anybody on the East Coast, they all sound like they're hit fast forward and oddly Scottish or Irish. So everything comes out like this here, damn my bye. Oh, yeah. Lord, tender in Jesus, she says, huh?
Well,
stuff like that.
As I understand it, Newfoundland actually means New Scotland.
No, that's Nova Scotia.
Okay, well, never mind.
Newfoundland, if you, it's Newfoundland.
Right, okay. You're right.
Your educational system.
Yeah, well, you know, I learned that from TV. So you can't blame it on my education. You can blame it on the shitty shows I watch on TV.
Actually, that is education nowadays. I mean, everybody's educated by apps rather than television. I was educated by things like Beakman's World or
World. Oh my God, yes,
that show was just dope. And
being that you're from Calgary and you're old enough to probably fucking remember, we just got You Can't Do That on Television on Paramount Plus. I haven't seen that since 1983. Oh my God, I love that show.
When they would get the green slime just come out of nowhere, or barf burgers.
Yeah.
There's so much I miss. I miss the 80s because cocaine was like readily available. I was only 2 at the time, but I did 5 lines at once, partied like it was fucking just the end of the world. No, in the 80s we didn't have this access to technology. Technology has ruined us, even though it's made us, you know, like globalization, yada yada yada, but it has ruined us because we don't make the effort to learn stuff. That's the worst.
We don't need to. We have access to the global internets.
Yeah, but and that's just it. You ask somebody like, "Hey, man, how much is like 5% on a $10 bill for a tip?" And then they'll stare at you like, "Let me use my phone." And it's like, "What?
Yeah,
for real?"
I would have done that. I would have done that 30, 40 years ago if I had a phone in my pocket that had a calculator.
Yeah, but that's just it. And then you can have a conversation at a dinner table and stuff. I hate talking to people while they're on their phone because you're talking down, and usually that's down. I'm that way. Talk to me that way.
Right.
But then I do the same thing because somebody's fucking annoying me. I'll just be like, oh, that's wonderful.
Well, it could also be that you're like severely ADD and you're trying to focus and you have something in your hands to help focus your brain elsewhere while you're trying to listen to somebody. I got one of these things. I don't know if you've seen these or not. It's essentially where my camera is. It's essentially like bubble wrap, but it's this plastic thing that you can pop it from both sides.
You can pop it over and over again?
Yes. You pop it one way, then you'd flip it over and pop it the other way.
So it goes both ways. Like me. No.
Unlike my last girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah. I just got this the other day, actually. So that's if you see me looking down, I'm either playing with this or I'm actually doing stuff for the live stream. So
for me, keeping busy and focused, I'm actually, what I do is I play with my fingers down below. I'm not touching my junk. You can't see my hands. It looks like I am because it's so nicely in front. But in actuality, I'm bouncing all over the place. I'm horrifyingly ADHD.
You should definitely get yourself one of these things then.
I miss bubble wrap. I don't have anything that would require bubble wrap to come to me. Not unless I order
this. I got 2 of these for like, well, in US dollars, mind you. I think it was like $8 from Amazon.
Amazon. I could probably order. I'm still new to that. The whole, you can just order it. Google it, get it on Amazon. It'll be there within a day. I remember losing my mind when I would have to go to the other end of the city to go and get something. And I had to ride the bus or something. Or if I ordered something, it would take like 2 weeks. I ordered a shirt online. It's going to take 2 weeks. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Amazon has ruined us because we're used to getting it within 48 hours or less. So when you order something that's coming from another country that takes a while, you're like, how come it's not here? In like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks later, you're like, how come it's not here? Oh, it's still going through customs.
Yeah, it's stuck at customs. That was like the biggest joke in the world. Where do you find it? Oh, it's still at the border. Wait and get over customs. Okay, so this is like my stupidity. I've done a lot of stupid shit, as you very well know. But
I can tell, yeah.
Coming back from Mexico a couple of years ago, was one of the weirdest episodes of my life history, bar none, because it stemmed from a previous episode. If you go back even further, I made a joke on Facebook. This is before I was like, I tried to make like, you know, comedian wise thing. I put on Facebook that I had a conversation with my niece about making Columbine the thing again and putting it on my high school's Facebook. Let's make Columbine the thing again. And I didn't do it because I just said it as a joke. And then my niece said, you know, if you said anything like that, the FBI is going to be on it. And I was like, oh yeah, probably. But I put the conversation on Facebook. So, but a week later, I get a knock at the door. There is a detective and this other, she's like a liaison for like the FBI in Canada. Yeah. She was ungodly hot. I felt so weird. And I was standing there like, this is back when I was I was in wicked shape. I'm a retired fighter, blah, blah, blah. And I was like getting ready to fight. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. I was ripped up and I'm like standing there shirtless. And this chick is ungodly hot. So I look like I'm white trash. Standing there without a shirt on, covered in tattoos. Might as well just be, have a cigarette in my yap.
Might as well have been one of the guys from the Trailer Park Boys, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it was fucking heartbreaking. So I'm standing there, I'm looking at this woman. She's ungodly hot and she's just being polite. And then the detective dude, he's like, hey, Brad, can we talk to you for a minute? And I was like, well, you know my name. And I was like, yeah, I might as well. Comes in. Then there's a dude that was behind them that was so big, I didn't even notice that he was there. It was in it's your guys' version of SWAT team. That's called, we call it a TAC team. He was a TAC team officer. He came in full tactical gear, dressed, standing behind the detective and the liaison. And he was like, so you made a comment online. My niece from the other room was like, I fucking told you. I made that comment and put it on Facebook. The FBI warned us, or warned my school that there was going to be a terrorist attack like a school shoot-up, like a Columbine thing. And they shut the school down once and then again because they weren't sure when the attack was going to happen, all because of my joke online. So I was like, well, that sucks. So I have an FBI, what do you call it, file. So fast forward, I'm coming back to Canada from Mexico, and lo and behold, I got flagged. Totally forgot about the FBI thing. So what happens is they go through my stuff. I learned two things. Butterfly knives are illegal here in Canada, which I did not know, and that stun guns are horrifyingly illegal here in Canada as well. But I bought two stun guns because I could. I thought it was awesome. I never touched one in my life. Jamal, looks like you're out cold. You're like this. But yeah, so they immediately arrest me, take me in the back, and I'm like, oh, fuck me. I'm shitting my pants. I'm losing my mind. But when I landed in the States, before I came into Canada and I landed in the States, they didn't say fuck all. They were just like, oh, you got some fun stuff there. All right, cool. Good for you. Pass on by. Come to Canada. Yeah, we're going to take your fun stuff. You're going to jail for 10 years. I was almost in tears. I was like, I don't want to go to jail. And they're like, okay, we're going to let you off. But you are never going to be able to fly normal again. So anytime I go on a plane now, I have my toothbrush, a single pack of a pair of underwear, or actually, no, two pair in case I do shit my pants and I'm going to customs again. And then, my phone. And that is it. I am going bare bones anywhere I go from now on in the world. Holy shit. That was one of the worst fucking ordeals I had ever experienced. Yeah. Learning. Oh, did we lose Jamal? Yeah,
I think we lost Jamal again.
Fudge-tacular. Says I'm the host. Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, you know why you're the host? Because you're the second one to jump on this call. I was the last one to jump on this call.
If you I am so bad with technology. I have no this is my the first Zoom meeting. I've done FaceTime interviews and the Hotmail thing, Messenger interview thing. And I've done audio podcasts with other people, like down in Australia. But like to do something like this is when I was a kid, I used to dream about playing Super Mario Brothers with somebody else in like the other part of the world, or even just in the other part of the house. Back when I was a kid, when you were a kid too, it was unheard of, absolutely unheard of. Nowadays, there we are. Dude, we play fucking Super Mario Brothers.
I remember having LAN parties at my house, at my apartment in the early 2000s. A group of my friends would all come over with their computers. We'd all hook up to the same router, and we all played Doom or Quake. We'd sit there for hours.
LAN party.
Yeah.
When the first time I ever heard about that, I didn't know what it was. They're like, oh, we had a LAN party. Did you go out in the grass? Why don't you just see you had a party? Like, what the fuck? No, we all jumped online. How are you having a party? That makes no sense to me. That's when I realized, like, I might as well be Abe fucking Simpson. Because when it comes to technology and the way things are these days, mentally, I am checked out.
Yeah.
I have no concept.
Man, shake my fist.
Old man, shake fist at cloud. That is me. I am the quintessential dumbass when it comes to technology.
LAN, local area network. You know, you're basically.
I did not know that it meant that.
Yep.
See, you fucking. You're now a professor. I'm sorry.
I've had a number of jobs where I did tech support type things where I talked to people on the phone and helped them through. Like setting up emails or connecting to the internet or rebooting their phone or any number of things.
You work on a computer?
I did, yeah. I worked for, in the early 2000s, I worked for an internet company called Earthlink. And essentially it was a tech support job where people call up and they were having trouble getting connected to the internet, or they had wanted help setting up their email because it wasn't working. Or I remember I got this one call. This guy calls up and he's like, I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. You know, can you help me? I said, yeah, sure. No problem. You know, I said, this is really simple, really easy. It's not like you're doing brain surgery or anything like that. And he got really, really quiet. I'm like, oh shit. I didn't actually say, oh, shit. I just said, you're not a surgeon, are you? By chance, he's like, yeah. I was like, you know, I didn't mean it as an, I didn't know.
He took it as an offense, like it's racism.
You know, I just, he got really quiet because I was basically saying, this is super fucking easy. I can do it. It's not brain surgery. And he is a brain surgeon and he couldn't figure it out. So that was where I was like, oh, shit. So after I helped him, I was like, you know, I'm really sorry. He's like, don't worry about it, dude. I understand, you know, and I know those things and you know these things and it's all good. I'm like, all right, cool.
See, that right there, that exchange is like the antithesis of what today is about, because today people would need a safe space. They would need to have their pronouns to identify themselves before they could tell you that they can't make a fucking email. Like that is where I become an old man. My pronouns are get and fuck, because
get and fuck.
I hate that he, she, ze, zim, them, bim, bam. Like if you say them all, I'm pretty sure you're gonna bring somebody back from the dead. There's so many fucked up words that are being said. They might as well just be Latin. I can't stand it. Like it is annoying. I'm a scientist. First and foremost, my background is psychology, and I was gonna be a doctor, but then I'm lazy. So I studied mostly neuro, and I went from there. So everything I do is on a biological base. Now, I understand people want to be they identify as something else, and they feel as something else. That's great. But if I can't tell what the fuck you are, don't get upset if
right.
I can't tell you what the fuck you are.
I actually have some friends that are trans, and I asked them straight up. I was like, look, have I ever, like, used the wrong pronouns? Have you know, I have never done it intentionally. If I have... Yeah, no, dude, it's okay. I mean, I know that you're not doing it on purpose. You're not being disrespectful. It's the people that purposely, knowing that the person identifies as the other or whatever they're identifying as, and just say ma'am or sir, and just out of just being obstinate, you know, it just there's no need for that. If you know the person identifies as female, then say she or them. It's that simple. Now. Yeah. if I get yelled at for not knowing and no one said anything to me before, that's when I have a fucking problem.
And I agree with you, Cousin Todd, because I was hosting a show in Seattle and I brought up a comedian, a woman, and I was, you know, like, your next comedian is a very funny young woman. Please give it up for so-and-so. And, you know, I gave her the mic. I got off stage and I was standing next to a comic and we were kind of having a chat. And then he stopped and he said, oh, wait, I think she's insulting you right now. And I was like, and I'm listening to her act. And the beginning of it was her being upset that I got her pronoun wrong. And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not a fucking mind reader. Like, you know, I ask you, oh, what would you like for me to say about you when I bring you up? You know what I'm saying? And I just leave it at that. It's pretty much almost exactly what you say is how I'm going to bring you up. Or I might even paraphrase it a little bit, but I won't be far off from what you told me. You didn't tell me about your gender, but I don't give a fuck about your gender. I don't give a fuck about if you're, to me, you're a man or a woman. That's it. Like,
yeah, your existence is not dependent on having two things.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, my thing is this, and not for nothing. I mean, the thing is, I'm not trying to sound insensitive. I don't care if you're a transvestite. I don't care if you're a crossdresser. I don't care if you're transgender. You are who you are, but don't complicate shit. I'm not a fucking mind reader. And I get very bent out of shape when people tell me, well, my pronouns are this. I'm like, you know what? You're born one of two ways, whether you don't believe so or not. If you're a girl who identifies himself as a male, then I'll call you a male. I'll call you whatever the fuck you want as far as those two genders. But it's just like, come on, nobody's that special. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of where I come
from. Everybody wants the attention. That's all it is. Like, as of today, it is a puerile attention-seeking behavior. That, to me, that's all it sounds like. These people, like, not just gender either.
I think people just want to be seen for who they are. I don't think they're looking to get...
There are people want to. There are general, like, in the general generalized area of it, people want to be their own person, their own self, who they're comfortable with. It's the people who literally go out of their way to make an issue that you
everything
aren't respecting
is,
the fact that they're
an insult.
Aziz.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Like, that is the most annoying thing in the world.
I had a discussion with someone who got bent out of shape because I didn't use the right pronouns. It's like, you didn't tell me what pronouns to use to begin with. Don't make assumptions that I should know. If I make the wrong pronouns, correct me and don't be a dick about it.
Yeah,
and I'll be fine. You know, if I say the wrong things, oh, by the way, it's this. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
All that shit. First of all, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm just not, you know. I got booked on a show, and somebody was like, how do you – I've never had this question asked to me, and I was so upset. How do you identify yourself? And I was so confused. I'm like, what do you mean you want my comedic bio? And she was like – she was like, no, no, no. Like, how do you identify yourself? And I'm like, I'm still not understanding what you're saying. What do you mean? How do I identify myself? She was like, well, what's your gender? And I was like, who are you speaking to right now? Like, who, when you look at me, you saw my Facebook video. Who did you see when you were doing that? And she was like, I'm sorry. I have to ask this question. I'm like, no, the fuck you don't. Okay, I'm a black man. Okay, now she was like, "Are you a cis man? Are you a?" I'm like, "I don't even know what the fuck that means."
Cis is.
I don't know what it means.
Genetically male is what cis means.
That's all that means.
Born a male,
just genetically male.
You're genetically male. Yeah, is what that means.
So cisgender is just basically who you are.
So this booker was like, I asked because people get upset when I put their gender wrong. I'm like, how can you fuck this up? I mean, you can't. You know, the only way you
to
can
me,
fuck
you look
this
like
up
a beautiful young white woman.
Hate you.
You should identify yourself.
But it's just
he looks like a young Michelle Pfeiffer.
No,
oh, dude.
I mean, don't get wrong. This booking could have lasted 5 minutes. It lasted 10 minutes because I'm like, wait a minute. She's like, well, I have to ask because people get mad when they're when I fuck up their gender, and I'm like, no. It's not that serious with me. If you put, unless you're like, oh, what's his credit? Oh, he's a black male. well, then there you go. But my gender is not going to be a part of your flyer. You're just going to put Jamal Harrington and this mug on your flyer. Right. That's it. You're not going to be.
Yeah, you know, and they do get very upset if you use him or her when they're not a him or her, or if they're non-binary. That's another thing that confuses people. Non-binary don't identify as male or female.
I hate that, or the phrase gender fluid. You can either be one or the other depending on the feeling of the day. I found that, like, what's her name, Ruby Rose, the hot chick from whatever fucking movie she's in. She identifies herself as that, or she coined that term or something. I don't know exactly how or why, but why is it that somebody who is a nothing that arose to becoming something through media rather than, you know, academia, can coin a term that people are taking as a psychological gospel? This is what I can't understand. Like, these things blow my fucking mind. In Canada, in the wintertime, you're forgiven if you can't tell the gender because we usually wear fucking heavy coats and snowsuits and shit like that. It's fucking cold. You can't tell. You're picking up somebody on the street, you'd be like, oh, please, Christ, don't be fat. And then you bring them home and it's a skinny dude and you're hoping for like a skinny chick. And it's like, hole's a hole, I guess. But that's like the only time it should be forgiven. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. Wear who you are on the outside as well as on the inside. Don't tuck it away and expect it. I went to see The Joker, and that movie was bomb, by the way. It was awesome. But when we were buying the tickets, dude had long hair. That was it, just long hair. And he's like, how do you want to pay? I was like, debit, my dude. And then he's like, it's ma'am. And I looked at him, and I was like, you're barely a dude. What the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, I go by ma'am. And I was like, first off, I'm older than you, so I don't call you ma'am. That's not how that works if you're going to go by the whole fucking etiquette of it all. Secondly, wear makeup, shave your fucking. He had a 3-day growth of beard on his face, and he had long hair, and he had a little bit of eyeshadow on. I figured he was just, you know, My Chemical Romance lover or some shit. No, he identified as a woman. Like, God damn it, you emo little pricks all look the same now. Pretty soon. It's going to be hard to, you're going to misidentify everybody. I like a My Chemical Romance. I identify as a man. Okay, well, that's a start. Go kill yourself.
I'm a potato.
Yeah, that is basically it. Yeah, I'm going to identify as a fucking potato. There's this thing on, I can't remember where I read it, ultra straight, super straight or something. That guy oh my God. So fucking that was stupid. Genius, because this person was like, are you assuming my gender? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, nope, this is what we're going to do. Yes, I'm white. You can be black, blah, 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 blah. But I like pussy. More than like, I like real pussy, not pretend pussy. I like women pussy, real women. And you can't argue with it because you use the same argument these people that are placing these gender roles or are reassigning gender roles and the identity thereof. And he just played along with it. And these people are losing their fucking minds. Now it's got like this whole following. And I really wish I thought of it first. It killed me. It's so simple, so genius. And it's like, oh my God. I'm super straight.
I'm going to start calling you Ben Shapiro, man.
Ben Shapiro? Do I look Jewish?
No.
But you're saying a lot of the same shit that douchebag says, but okay.
Oh, you talk about that dude that where he's like, do you identify as a 75-year-old woman?
Yeah,
that and guy. There's a girl in the audience, and she's like, well, no, I'm only 25. He's like, well, there you go. And that is a valid argument, because he's basically just, he's not playing the philosophical role, or he's not playing it from both sides. He's just seeing it myopically. And
right.
That
I don't know, man. I think if someone wants to identify as a woman, yes, go for it. I also think that, you know, you shouldn't get bent out of shape if someone gets mad at you if you've been told already. If you haven't been told already, they shouldn't be mad at you. If you continue to say sir when they tell you ma'am, that's when you're an asshole.
But here's the thing, though.
When you say it repeatedly.
You're gonna make a mistake at some point. It's an honest mistake. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like you see what you see. Your brain says, "I see a woman." You know, but if let's say you even if this person's a cross dresser or like let's say they're in drag, you know, I mean I've done drag shows before, and you know this dudes dressed like women. So I'm like, ma'am, you know? And it's like, I mean, I show that kind of respect or whatever, because it's like, you know, right. I miss, you know, whatever. I have no, and the thing is, I don't have no problem with drag queens or whatever. They're fun. I like hanging out with them even. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're so yeah. funny.
They're
and
fucking best.
They live life. Yeah, they're fucking awesome. I have and if anybody, of course, has anything derogatory to say about drag people or crossdress or even trans people, I will always defend that. You know what I'm saying? Because I
you have you have the basic when it's like drag shows. I've been to a bunch because they're just the fucking best. We have like a sex show here in Calgary. We went to one. Oh, it was awesome. But drag shows when they're in drag. They're the lady of the night. Some of them are hot and I fucking hate it because I know that they're packing a penis. Like,
yeah.
I can't fit that in me. I can barely wipe my own ass. I can't smile like a donut. I just had surgery on my jaw for fuck's sake. But when they're out of drag, they identify as men. They go about their day. They're men.
Well, that's a performance thing, though. That's a performance thing, though. That's not.
Yeah, it's a character.
The only issue I've ever had is when people are not they don't really look the gender they're claiming. And I'm trying to do this as delicately as possible. I've had people who get mad at me for making the wrong gender assumption. I was like, I didn't know, I'm sorry, and I'll try not to make that mistake again. But if you're androgynous, I can't be if someone is of a certain age or they're older than let's say 35, 40 years old, they're probably not going to think, okay, this person's probably non-binary or gender fluid or whatever. They're either going to be one or the other of the genders we grew up with, you know. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that, you know, you should know someone who's older is probably not necessarily gonna be aware or like even know about that.
They're not gonna have the patience for it. Because most people who you are in your personality is crystallized, you're salient for the rest of your life, come the age of 25. And then as you get older, you're influenced, but you don't really change your ideological thinking, not unless there's like something that creates like this grand dissonance in your mind that's like, holy fuck, okay, I was totally wrong. We got to do with something else entirely.
Right.
But when it's like a younger generation, like what you're saying about the androgyny, like they all look like anime characters now to me. Like that's it. That like the androgyny thing, they all look like fucking anime characters. So I can't tell if you're a male or female because there's some really pretty males now, and there's some pretty manly females. There's like two sides of the gamut there that it drives me fucking insane. And while we're on the topic, anime is ruining thirst traps. There, I said it. They all do the same fucking anime fucking thing. Their tongues out, winking their eye, and crossing the two fingers. I'm not going to look at your OnlyFans page. I have Pornhub. Fuck off.
I have Google image search. I don't need Pornhub. So I don't understand anime. I don't understand kawaii. I don't understand any of that shit. I think I'm of the generation that was like just before like the whole explosion of anime here in the States. Everybody who was like 5 years younger than me loves anime. I don't get it.
I never did. Term anime. I still do. It's Japanimation. That's my generation.
That was my generation. Was Japanese animation.
VHS. Yeah. Japanimation.
Akira. I didn't even call it that. Akira. It was Japanese animation for the longest time. And then I heard anime. I was like, what the fuck is anime? It's like, oh, they're Japanese cartoons. Like, oh, Japanese animation. It's like, no, anime. I was like, okay, they just, you know, they shortened it is all they did. It's like, well, no, it's just been anime. I was like, no, it hasn't always been anime. I'm older than you. I remember when it was just called Japanese cartoons. Japanese cartoons.
I remember when they had racist cartoons on Bugs Bunny, for Christ's sake.
In my generation, like the first wave of Japanese cartoons was like Astro Boy and
Totoro and the
yeah, yeah.
Little
and then Prince. we had the stuff from the 80s, which was like Robotech and Star Blazers and
Mech Wars.
Yeah, well, that was essentially MechWarriors, but yeah, that was a game based on the comics, I think. But yeah, no, and then in the '90s,
I'm sorry, I invaded your nerd thing.
Yeah, my nerd dick is bigger than yours.
I doubt that.
Really? Okay.
Lord of the Rings, I will fuck you up on.
You will, because Bible. I'm not that big on Lord of the Rings. I'm aware of some things only because I've seen the movies,
Star Wars?
I've never read the books.
I'm a Jedi. Actually, I'm a Sith. To be fair, that's where my nerd. Oh, I get so I'm rock hard.
Dude, I was swinging my Star Wars nerd dick one time, and someone gave me a bunch of shit because I hadn't read any of the books. I was like, exactly. That was kind of my thought. I was like, This is before I even heard the term canon. I was like, if I had known the term canon, I would have been like, yeah, that shit's not canon. Because, you know, it didn't happen in the movies or any of the shows.
No, for me, it's like, I grew up on comic books. I'm an artist as well. But comic books, oh my God, everything. Like X-Men, I went nuts. I would go to, used bookstores. They would always have Archie's for like 5 cents each because Archie's, they were cool. They're good if you're having a dump. Like, oh, cool, Archie, I'm going to read that. And if you run out of toilet paper, you can wipe it on Jughead's face. You can wipe it on Jughead's face. Hey, have you seen that new remake shit?
I love it.
Are you serious? Love it.
I do.
That kid is depressing. Oh, I want to punch him. Him and his twin brother. They were only good
Zach
in
and Cody, yeah.
Big Daddy. Yeah. But before Zach and Cody, they were Big Daddy. That's the only time I put up with that kid.
Yeah.
And then as they got older, he's like a dangerous Southside Serpents thing. Like, you don't even eat hamburgers, you little cunt. Why in the fuck are you even a Jughead? Oh, I'm going to hit that kid. One day.
Oh, we got a new follower.
Yeah, I hate that Riverdale shit. What's that?
So I just got a notification. We got a new follower on Facebook.
Cole Bean.
Woo!
Thanks. Probably my mom.
Thank you for your contribution.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. But
well, gents, it's coming up on 4:00. I do have to get going because I have a previous engagement that I have to get taken care of. But I do want to thank you for inviting me on your show.
I was blessed.
I've never done anything like this, so normally I don't do anything structured to begin with. I just kind of say whatever is on the top of my head, and I go off.
That's how I do it.
If I ever do this again, if you ever invite me on again, I will research a specific topic, whether it be peanut butter and pickles or something. I don't know.
You can give us the history of bagged milk.
We will definitely have you on again. This was actually fun. This was exactly what I expected from you. You did not disappoint. I'm so glad we didn't even get to my outline. limited outline. No.
This is what happens when you let me go off.
This was great. I love the story. We will definitely have you back on again. We appreciate you giving us the time. This was a lot of fun, and I'm gonna listen to this again.
I'm gonna have to just because I'm vain.
The video is already on Facebook and on Twitch, so you can just find it there.
As soon as I click off this, I'm gonna go there, unzip my pants, and I'm gonna watch myself. Oh, rigorously. I'm going to hell, yes.
Hey, I know. Hey, you know what? We want people to enjoy our show. I don't know how much we want people to enjoy our show.
No, I'm just enjoying myself. I love the way I look.
To each his own.
Everybody, it's been Calgary's Ryan Reynolds, Brian Penman.
Brian?
No, you thought my ego was bad.
Brian, I said Calgary's Ryan Reynolds, Brian Penman.
So yes,
Brad,
you can't take
Brad.
Away the Brad part. You can't take away the Brad. You can call me Brad Reynolds. It's like it's also like a plastic wrap, I think. But anyways, I'm gonna go off on a tangent again here. So gentlemen, much appreciated. Enjoy the rest of your god dang day.
Thank you very much.
How do I close this off? Have a good afternoon, guys.
Thank you. Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Brad Penman. This was great.
Brad Penman.
This was a great show. My special thanks to Brock Toronto.
Yes.
And definitely shout out to Brad Penman for being on the show. God, that was so funny. And shout out to those who are listening today. We are about to sign off. This was very fun. Please come back next week where I don't have anybody booked, but I'm sure I'll find somebody. But this was so amazing. Special, of course, shout out to Cousin Todd for being here per usual. And wherever – and hopefully Marianne actually listens to this one. God, Marianne would have loved this episode.
Yeah, she's gonna be bummed that she missed out.
Yeah, this was great. But we'll have Brad Penman again. And Marianne is – I'm pretty sure she's working on, like, personal house-related stuff. But Marianne, just so you know, we love you and miss you, and we'll see you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning into another episode of It's Not About You with Jamal, Marianne, and Cousin Todd. Be sure to check them out on all their social medias at Not About You Pod. That's NOTABOUT, the letter U, POD, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.